Good morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient Petra Ripley, R-I-P-L-E-Y. On 5/5/25, Mrs. Ripley performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. QRS complexes and T waves are normal, period. Paragraph compression, normal EKG. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Willie Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. This goes to the VA. On 5/5/25, Mr. Fulford performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 367 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 89%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next 6-minute walk test on Tammy Sayre, S-A-Y-R-E. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 5/5/25, Mrs. Sayer performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 97%, period. Patient walked 324 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient June Lovelace. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 5/5/25, Mrs. Lovelace performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was minimal airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study data, 2/19/25, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph compression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Solanskas, S-I-L-A-N-S-K-A-S. This goes to MedFirst. On 5/6/25, Mr. Solanskas performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index is greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, Robert Solanskas. On 5/5/25, Mr. Solanskas performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 451 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. No paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Ferro, F-E-R-R-O. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/5/25, Mrs. Farrow performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/12/24, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On 5/5/25, Mrs. Willis performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97%, period. Patient stopped the study at 4 minutes and 30 seconds due to desaturation and dyspnea, period. She achieved 183 meters, period. Her saturation fell to 84%, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post, 6-minute walk test on Zachary Easley, E-A-S-L-E-Y. On 5/5/25, Mr. Easley performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was normal, and there was very minimal airways obstruction, period. Optimal effort is questioned as a very low peak flow rate is observed, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, minimal airways obstruction, although optimal effort is questioned. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Falk of AULK. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 5/5/25, Mr. Falk performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/14/24, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Roberta Nixon. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 5/6/25, Mrs. Nixon performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/7/25. The patient currently does not demonstrate complete reversible airways obstruction period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Garth Edwards. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 5/6/25, Mr. Edwards performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with a moderate impairment in flow rates period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/20/25, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, moderate restrictive and obstructive lung disease without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Phillips. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 5/6/25, Mrs. Phillips performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 11/20/24. There's been no significant change period. In paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression period. Thank you.